Once there was a clove of garlic who had great social ambitions. His name had somehow appeared on certain hostesses' lists. You might have run into him at a English high tea, looking quite lost alongside the well-dressed scones, and even sometimes at an embassy ball, where he was not only ignored but actually snubbed by the entire buffet. "What's the matter with me?" cried the clove of garlic into his pillow after one of these humiliating affairs. "People just don't seem to like me." But he continued to appear at these elegant functions until he finally ran out of places to go. One day, as he was crossing a street, not looking where he was going, he was struck by a speeding vehicle. When he came to, he was in a warm, brightly lit room that he recognized as a kitchen. Bending over him was the round, pleasant face of a cook. "You're badly cut up," sighed the cook sympathetically, and the clove felt himself picked up gently and placed in something cool and crisp and immensely populated. "But you're just what I need for my salad," said the cook, tossing the clove wildly with his salad fork. The clove felt himself instantly the center of attention. But instead of the usual rebuff, the lettuce, the tomatoes, and even the radishes, who'd always been standoffish before, clustered about him. "We're glad you've come. We couldn't get along without you," they all said. And the clove of garlic looked about him with a feeling of warmth in his heart. He was no longer out of place. He was accepted at last. Moral: when it comes to good taste, appropriateness is the guidepost. Whatever you are, whatever you wish to sell, make sure you expose yourself in the time and medium, and particularly in the form in which you will be accepted. The Zakin advertising people make a specialty of helping their clients advertise with good taste.